This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Some people, some families just seem to have more ghostly activity than others. Why is that?
I don't know.
But some people seem to be more sensitive. Some people just seem to have more family members that don't necessarily, I guess, move on beyond our realm once passing. This is my own observation. I don't know that it's 100% accurate, but it seems to be a bit of a trend or a thing. When you have that going on, how do you handle it? Especially if you don't necessarily want to be constantly followed by your dead relatives. Maybe you just want the peace and like, okay, when I get over there, I'll see you again. But sometimes maybe you want that. Maybe it's comforting. Maybe it is something that's positive and something that can help you along your own journey if you're tuned into it enough. That's what seems to happen with our next writer. Take a listen. It was 1990 and I was living in a trailer. My parents were divorced and I was in a room where I could watch TV and do my homework at the same time. I was 17 at the time. It was the evening after supper. I felt something was not right but could not put my finger on what. I was feeling something like tapping or something on my right shoulder. I looked to my right and all I could see was the bed and window, but nothing else was there. I went back to my business. Suddenly, I heard my mom calling me, and I looked to my left. She looked at me and said, "Come in the living area with me." I said, "Okay." I noticed her face was red, like she'd been crying. Something was wrong. So I thought. When I followed her, and I saw my uncle sitting across from me, and she looked at me and gave me the bad news. Daddy died. I got up quickly and began crying. I was angry. I found out he had a heart attack, although he was incredibly young. 1 year later, 1991, when I was 18, I lived in my own trailer next to my mom's trailer. I was ready for bed and it was dark when I noticed that by my bed near my window, there was a dark figure. It had a robe on and a hood over the head. I don't know what. It just kind of gave me the chills. I covered myself until I fell asleep. I did try to tell my mom, but like all parents, she did not believe in these things. I know I had a hard time believing what I had seen or felt, but I was getting used to it. Is that you? September 7th, 2004, I was 30. I'd just gone to sleep that night. So I don't know if dreams that I was having was him visiting me at night or just my dreams. We talk a lot. He's my mother's father, who was an extremely strict and good man. Also an extraordinarily strong Christian and a particularly good husband to my mama and his children and grandchildren. The next morning, my mom woke me up with bad news and said something happened to Peepaw. I started to cry. I did not cry because I don't want to believe it. I get the feeling that he died. My dreams in that conversation. That September morning, we had to get moving to go over to my mom's hometown to go to my Peepaw's funeral. Yes, I did start to cry to see him look like he was asleep in that coffin. And that day, very peacefully. What happened is that he died in his sleep that morning. My mama tried to wake him, but obviously could not. I guess it was his time to go. Go home to be with his family before us. In September of 2009, we moved to a new house. After 2005, I was going to take my nap and I sensed a strong odor like tobacco. And it was distinct. I knew that smell. I guess my peepaw visited me in the new house, just like my daddy did, the one he was smoking. My family does not use tobacco, at least the living ones don't. Only he and his older son, my uncle, but he does not live with us. He lives with his mom, my mama. Is that my step-uncle? As a recent experience that happened to me, I also want to share. This past October, I believe I saw my stepfather's late brother. It was 11 a.m. My mother, stepfather, and I were leaving to get something to eat. I walked out of the house, heading to the car, when I saw a man who resembled my step-uncle sitting in an old chair my stepfather had gotten from somewhere. He had white hair. It was very thin. Not sure why he decided to visit me. What do you guys think? Is it a good or bad thing to see a relative? And why did he want to show himself to me? On Halloween, I was taking pictures of myself In between trick-or-treating and on my camera was a white streak that looks like a person. My friends thinks it's an angel or could be a ghost. I'm starting to think it's one of my family members. I'm wondering, after all the death in my family, which not to say it's a extreme amount, everyone ends up experiencing death, but I think some are visited by it more frequently than others, or maybe just some are more sensitive to it than others. Maybe that white mist was not necessarily an angel. Maybe just my father, or Peepaw, still watching over me. Either way, I'd be happy.
Stories online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.